Bonkers. It's bonfire night. And you know what that means. Bangers. Right, welcome aboard everyone. How the devil are you all? Swanky Wednesday here on Home Rave. And I have got some beautiful trance to play for you tonight. I've got some brand new stuff hot off the press. And I'm going to finish off with a few of our very loved favourites. So get yourself to the fridge. You know the drill by now. Good evening, Jonathan. Good evening, Bones, Matt, and Jake, Mark, Dave, Serena, Alan, Sarah, Colin, Chris. Good evening, one and all. Just remembered I broke my headphones at the warehouse. Forgot to fix them. Bear with me while I try that now. We'll be right back. sorted. No warm up tonight, we're going straight in with bangers. No sparklers. Not even a Catherine wheel. Good evening, Tom, welcome aboard. Have any of you been out for bonfire night tonight? Or have you any plans at all? Tell you what, I do miss a good old bonfire night. You know, when we actually had a bonfire. You could have set a light any time. Pie and peas on offer. Bonfire toffee. Those were the days, weren't they? Not these days. Just fireworks. Ooh, look! Flashing lights and bangs! I want to feel the heat of a fire melting my coat. I want the risk of perishing at any moment. The bonfire toffee. Oosh! I ain't had bonfire toffee in years. I used to get a pie with mushy peas and mint sauce. Like you say, world's gone mad these days. Can't vote. Apples, that's the one, Bones. Well, you said chocolate, but I only ever had a toffee apple. Yeah. is about toffee apples, and I don't know if it was just me or you guys as well. I used to get a toffee apple and munch all the toffee off the apple. And underneath, the apple were like gammy and it's hard, soggy and scabby, so I just chucked it away. Too close. You'd have to get past all my ghosts. But when you walk through the door where the monster stood before, I didn't want your light to go. I didn't run, run from you. By the way, can I just say a massive thank you to everyone that came to the warehouse for our Halloween Day of the Dead party. Hope you all had a bloody good time. Right, I'm going to start the new music session. I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 new tunes. Never played before on Wonky Wednesday. May have been played on other shows, who knows? But let's get into it. Some new music. Let's go. Wednesday here in Hellmare. What a pleasure it is to be back. Crank it up as loud as you can. Protect your dogs from the fireworks. Dogs like trance. They don't like fireworks. That's a fact. Good evening, Gary and Pauline in the house. Good evening, Shell and Daz. Bones, I am feeling very, very festive already. I am a festive ferret. The end ski lodge goes up next week. The festivities begin then. Wonky Winter here in Home Rave, the home of beautiful vocal trance. I feel about mince pies. Got to have icing on top. I used to get one from bakery when I was a kid. It was like a mince pie without a lid on and icing instead. Not sure about the boring ones without icing on though. They're a bit bland and dry. Chuffing hell. I'd like to hear that in a big, dirty sound system. One of my favourites when I was a kid, talking about mince pies with icing on. An iced finger. A humble peasant treat. Just bread with icing on. But bloody hell, they were good, weren't they? My local bakery used to do one with normal icing on, and then if you were really posh, they had one with lemon icing on and cream in the middle. That were a payday treat. Can you still buy them these days or what? Something so simple, yet so satisfying. Bread with icing on. Says he used to live in Cornwall and he'd take a hot mince pie, take the lid off and put a big dollop of clotted cream on and the lid back on. Awesome. That does sound nice. Good evening, Emily. How are we doing? We'll be right back. That's good, Emily. I'm glad to hear it. Also, on the subject of stuff when you were younger, do you remember being able to go to a shop with 30p in your pocket? You get a quarter of spice and a drink. I had a right good corner shop near me when I grew up. A whole host of sweets behind the counter. Cola cubes, rhubarb and custard, bonbons, cola bottles. Used to get a quarter, didn't you, in a bag? Not these days. £1.50 for a bag of Haribos that last 10 seconds. Sherbet lemons, that's a good one, Mark. Whenever I close my eyes at night, oh no, how I wish that you could stay. There is a beautiful skies above, oh no, but you're the one who sweets. Used to go to a shop with a quid, get 100 penny sweets or 120 because they weren't looking. Never I close my eyes at night. Oh no, how I wish that you could stay. A massive bulging bag. We'll be right back. am glad that I grew up in the 80s. I actually feel very, very lucky that I grew up in the 80s and early 90s. The best years. Not old enough to remember the 70s or the 60s, if some of you are old enough. I'd imagine that were just as fun. Explaining to Leo what I got up to when I was his age. When I was Leo's age, I was out on my BMX, building ramps, exploring, climbing rocks, catching grasshoppers in a jar.
I've been in love. And it hurts, doesn't it?
And you were ace.
But it doesn't have to. Love doesn't have to be bound.
I'd be a mile away and hear Janet shouting me for tea.
Love can be... And if you're lucky enough to find somebody who lifts you up...
Somehow I heard her.
That's where the light is.
Catch grasshoppers in a jar, or was that just me? I remember catching loads in the woods near me, and I forgot to put some air prick holes in the jar. Put them on my windowsill, and I woke up in the morning, they're all brown bread. The green grasshopper massacre. Still feel bad to this day. right back, guys.
Yeah.
sure it's a coincidence that we're talking about old school stuff tonight. Because I've got an old school tea lined up at home when I get home. I'm having gammon steak, peas, pineapple, fried egg, potato waffles. Oosh! You know what annoys me, right? When you go to a restaurant or a pub and you order gammon and they don't give you pineapple. Oh, it's a choice between peas and pineapple. I want both. Shout to Shell or Daz. In everything you do. We'd rather have cat shit on their gammon. Shines through. La, 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 la. Apparently can't think of anything worse than pineapple. Shines through. Technically. La, 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 shines through. Pineapple and ham go together like fish and chips. Who's with me?
Yeah.
Andrew, that sounds marvellous. I don't know how many times we've been through this over the years of live streaming. But ham and pineapple pizza will be always and forever my favourite. You just can't beat it. The cheese, the tomato tangy base, the salty ham, the juicy pineapple, all coming together in one harmonious bite. If you don't like it, you've probably never tried it.
And I feel the
vocal, this, innit? What a tune. Sorry about the slight interruption. My internet dropped out. What a tune, what a record. One of my favourites, Two Bones. Yes, Tom agrees also. Wonky Winter here in Home Rave. Oosh. can't beat the Wonky Wednesday classic sometimes. I'm going to finish off with three of them. Crank it up loud. Let's get lost in time. I'm proud. One of my favourites. And the last one's also one of my favourites. What a tune this is. Beautiful.
It's always been closed. There's a voice.
bloody love this. Absolutely. Bloody love this tune. Gonna finish off with this one tonight. Thank you very much for joining me this Wonky Wednesday. I am back on Saturday if anyone is around. For me, guys, have a fantastic rest of the week. Love you long time, and I'll see you all soon. Good night.